Hello, everyone. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Finance Committee for February 28th, 2023. My name is James Sagerton. I'm the chair. We believe we have a quorum, and I'm going to convene the meeting and ask the secretary to take the roll. R. Paul?
Okay. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams?
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Here.
Kamau Harris?
Here.
Julie Hewitt?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden? Sean Kelly McPherson? James Sagerton?
Here.
Susan Young?
Here.
Hey, that's seven. You have a quorum.
Very good. Okay. As I was explaining to the committee, well, let's just go first to adopting the agenda. The agenda for this meeting is simple. I'll read it. It's number one, convene the meeting. Number two, roll call. Number three, adopt agenda. Number four is minutes for 5 minutes. Number five is review of the WBAI fiscal year 23 budget with General Manager Berthold Reimers, 30 minutes. Number six is the fiscal year 22 consolidated financials with questions, if any, 5 minutes, and then adjourn to closed session. R. Paul, I did not – oh, geez, I realized now I forgot to eliminate all this other stuff that followed on the agenda. So that's the agenda. It ends there. I was cutting and pasting. I didn't remove all the other stuff. So, R. Paul, just make a note that that's the end of the agenda right there.
That's the agenda. I have a question about adjourn to closed session. Do we want to set a time for that?
Yeah, I did not put a time on that. No, I figured because, as I'll announce in a moment, you know, there are a couple of people that aren't here yet. I don't know exactly when we'll be doing that, and it depends on how much time it will take for the other items and for people to arrive and do what they need to do. So, I left it off deliberately.
Sharon for the staff.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, I'm just thinking, since I know you're going to make an announcement about people not being here, perhaps we should amend the agenda to add an item to the start of the agenda, something like, this is just only what popped into my head right now, discuss the timeline for LSBs to pass budgets and get the budgets to the National Finance Committee for our review. To a timeline. That would be my suggestion for an agenda item.
Yes, I'm fine with that. And R. Paul, can we put that on? And we would have to change the numbers then.
Okay, well, so hold on a second. Okay.
And in fact, Sharon, we did discuss doing that at the last meeting, and I did not put it on.
Okay, so what I have is to add an item about discussing the timeline for LSBs to pass budgets and get them to the NFC for review. And where do we want to put it, and how long do we want it to be?
I think Sharon wanted to put it up front as number five, because we don't have the other people we need yet for the other conversations.
And for the time, I would just say until the guests arrive, because I think the discussion could be terminated when the people arrive. If
sure,
that's possible.
I agree.
So what are we doing for time on that?
Until the
guests arrive. Yeah.
Okay. Hope they arrive so it doesn't take 6 hours. Okay.
You and me both. I also note that let's put on, and I apologize again, R. Paul, a number seven and move adjourned down to number eight, which I guess now would be number nine.
You want to put a different amendment in there. which means we have to dispose of this one now.
Well, we didn't adopt the agenda yet, so we're just fixing it before we...
Of course, we can't adopt the agenda yet because we haven't gotten done amending it yet. So you have an amendment on primary amendment on the floor. You want to bring in another primary amendment. You can't do that.
Right. All right. I thought we were just informally, revising the agenda as we sometimes do. But if you want to go the route of amendments and whatnot, we'll do that. So, Sharon, can you state your amendment formally, please?
My amendment is I think, Paul, you stated it correctly, so I'm not going to repeat it because you actually stated it correctly. And it'll just be – you have it. So, as you said, we've discussed that, so I guess we're ready for the next amendment, I guess, procedurally.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, our poll number, I guess now this would be a new number 8.
Mr. Chair, are we going to vote on the amendment?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Are there any, is there any discussion of the amendment? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, that's adopted. Now, Paul, I'm going to make an additional amendment, and it is to add an additional item prior to adjourning to closed session, and that would be to hear a report from the executive director. And we can put 15 minutes on that.
Okay, so this would end up being after review consolidated FY22.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And now I will make the announcement, which is Stephanie Wells, the executive director, is going to be delayed tonight by a previous commitment. She will be joining us, but late. And so that makes sense to move her report to where we just moved it. And in addition to that, Bertel Reimers, the GM of WBAI, was, I believe, putting some last-minute touches on a revised budget, but also had a family issue. So he will also be joining us. He said about 20 minutes late, so theoretically he would be here shortly.
If you're talking about me, this is McFadden. I'm just arrived.
Oh, there's James. Actually, we were talking about Bertold, but good to know that you're here. And, now I just got a text from Linda Perry, who is our program director, who says she needs a corrected PIN number. Fred, can you send her our guest information? Do you know her? I don't know that you have her email
Information. Let me see if I have her email address. What's her, Linda Perry?
Perry, yes. It'll be Linda Perry Barr as well, Barr.
I don't have it.
Paul, do you have that handy?
Let me look for it here. It should be in box somewhere. I have it. What I will do is it's pretty simple. It's linda@wbai.org. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that works.
I'll try that, Paul.
Okay. And
that's not private, obviously.
Yeah, it's been given out before. So we have your amendment on the floor. Do we want to see about?
Yes. Is there any discussion? This is to add the executive director's report, if she gets here in time, as item number 8 for 15 minutes. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, any objection? Hearing none, we'll add that to the agenda. And now I will make the announcement, which was sort of already made by the executive director.
Are we going to approve the draft, the agenda?
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I should read it now.
I'll skip the announcement because I think everybody understands it now.
Okay.
So we have the agenda. Is there any discussion?
Let me read it out so we all agree, because we switch things around.
Go ahead.
Okay. What I have is 1, convene meeting, 2, roll call, 3, adopt agenda, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 5, discuss timeline for LSBs to pass budgets and get them to the NFC review. 6, review of the WBAI FY23 budget with General Manager Berthold Reimers, 30 minutes. 7, review FY22 consolidated financials with questions, if any, 5 minutes. 8, to hear a report from the executive director, 15 minutes. 9, adjourn to closed session. And the number 5 duration is until guests arrive.
Yes, I know that seems wrong to you, Paul, but what else can we do?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm just making sure. I've got to read it.
Okay. Go ahead. So is there any discussion, any additions, subtractions? Hearing none. Is there any objection? Okay. Hearing none. So that's adopted. And now let's go to the minutes. Our Paul?
Yeah. Okay. 1 second.
Take your time.
I won't do that.
We don't make these minutes easy.
I move that we approve the minutes of the December 20th, 2022 public session NFC meeting.
Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Okay, that's done. Our Paul?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it for open.
Thank you, Arpa. Very good. Okay. That then takes us to the discussion of the timelines. Sharon, do you want to motivate?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so
sure.
Just to say that We have had timelines in the past, and I know ARPAL did send out some, timelines that have been used in the past, but I don't have those in front of me. So from memory, I'm going to say that just to start the discussion, the fiscal year Pacifica starts October 1st. So theoretically, we should have the budgets into the NFC, and then the NFC has time to approve them and then actually get them to the PNB. And all of that is actually supposed to happen before October 1st, which, So first, I think somebody has is not on mute, if they could mute perhaps. But anyway, I want to also acknowledge that timeline has been in place and not been met. So, but it is a goal, and I think, it's helpful to try to do that. So just as an explanation of what we do at KPFA, we generally have a budget workshop in August, and we approve the KPFA budget at our September LSC meeting, and then we send it on to the NFC in September. So even there, you can see it will be very close to the time. But that's what we've been doing. So anyway, that's, I guess, my opening to discuss what a possible timeline might look like.
Thank you, Ken. Anyone else?
This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes. I think that we should allow ourselves more time than that to prepare, given especially that we haven't been great about meeting our previous timelines, and because August tends to be a time when much of the world vacates. And so I would suggest we consider moving back the start date and allowing more time both for the NFC to consider budgets and then to get them to the PNB, where they will also need discussion. Thanks.
Thank you. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah. The basic thing is the timelines aren't bad. It's we just don't follow them. We just don't do it. The way the ones worked years ago, and I sent this to the committee at some point, so everybody should have it. If not, I could send it again. It all started in April, where the stations in April were supposed to start, getting their budgets together. And that was internal. And then it goes on. And as I recall, usually July 31st was the date when the stations had to send their draft budgets to the NFC. And, of course, there's more to it than that, but that sort of sets where the times would go and who would do what. And so if we ever followed that, we would have budgets in place by October 1st. We haven't, so we don't, and that's life, and I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank you, R. Paul. I'd be curious to hear from Sharon about any response to what she's heard.
Oh, thank you. Yes, James. Yes, I did, actually. So thank you. I think that was very interesting. And I thought that was interesting, R. Paul. Thank you for the historical lesson, because, I kind of had forgotten that was actually the real timeline, and that makes sense. Because, as you correctly pointed out, having the budgets approved prior to the start of the fiscal year gives us a way to then, see that the we have it at least in place that we are going to, make X amount of money, spend Y amount, and come out, in the black, not running a deficit. And if you have that in place going in, then you can evaluate month by month whether you're meeting these goals. And that is how, fiscal responsibility works. So that's why I said, I acknowledge it hasn't happened. And I think that part of one of the things that maybe people in Pacifica should consider is that, meeting basic financial goals and setting realistic goals and then meeting them is actually part of what's required to, operate and, operate in with fiscal responsibility so that we can keep Pacifica alive. So I think the timelines are a good exercise because it keeps us focused on what we are here for. As I say over and over, we're here for the numbers. So I just would like people to really focus on it and strive to get them done, in time for us to review at least this for us, the NFC, to review before the start of the fiscal year. I think would be a huge step forward for all of us. So that's my comment.
Back to the
thank you, Sharon. Go ahead, Beth.
Thanks. Yes, I think that what our Paul described sounds much more realistic to me. And I guess to facilitate further discussion, I'll make that a motion. That the NFC adopts the timeline as described by R. Paul, and I'll defer to him to describe it more specifically because he's the one who has those figures in mind. for those days. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Could I suggest that the better thing is we have six or seven of these timelines that I've sent out, and they're a bit different, each one. And I would suggest that maybe we not do this time, but we, set it up for next time, and somebody can decide they want to make a motion to adopt one of those or change one of those a little bit, tweak it up, and send that into the NFC, and that way we'll have it in front of us and be able to consider it, because a lot can go into discussing the timeline. We have on the NFC at times spent months discussing the timeline, so it can be something that isn't as easy as it might seem. So could I suggest we just bring that in at the next meeting, and then we can really sink our teeth into it and look at it and consider stuff ahead of time. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I want to respond to our Paul, because he was addressing the chair. I appreciate your sentiments there, our Paul. But as long as we don't have our guests yet, I would also appreciate if you could elaborate a little bit on the differences between the various timelines, what preferences you might have, and let's then try to refine exactly who's going to look at what and bring what back to the NFC for the next discussion.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me bring up, I have six. Okay, I have them in different, I have six PDF timelines, and I have one PDF just eats everything. And I have one other timeline. Okay. Okay, for 2006, we started in March, and this is kind of typical of the way it got written down, but not usually followed. First thing, deadline, March 20th, the CFO initiates it and meets with treasurers to outline budget development process and paperwork submission, call for budget priorities to be discussed in various venues. The second one is April 30th, LSBs in consultation with general managers and business managers identify and rank budget priorities in order of importance, scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is high. Deadline, May 31st, general managers, business managers consult with LSBs, local finance committees, the executive director and CFO, generate draft station budgets and submit to CFO. That's by May 31st. June 30th, the CFO compiles and distributes draft network budget to LSBs and NFC review. July 31st, the LSBs review draft station budgets, approve as is or with amendments, and the NFC takes up the national office budget and approve as is or with amendments. August 7th, the CFO compiles and distributes final budget proposal to NFC for approval. August 31st, the NFC reviews final network budget, make recommendations for PNB adoption. September 7th, the CFO distributes final budget proposal to the PNB. And September 30th, the PNB adopts budgets for the fiscal year beginning October 1st. That's 2006, and there are a bunch of them that are very similar, and I've got a where is this stuff? There are other ones that are very similar, and I appear to be only able to bring up one of these at a time in the PDFs. And, yeah, they're largely similar here. So what I just read is what most of them are. And, again, I can send it all back out to people, and we can decide if we want to, make a motion to go with that. April is coming. If we want to do something by March 20th, I guess, you know, we'll need to do something by next week. Also, we'll have to figure out what to plug in for CFO, because the CFO plays a big role in all of this. So that's what I have in front of me here in PDFs and doc files, et cetera.
Yeah, Arpal, I'm going to suggest that we discuss plugging in the CFO in the executive section of this meeting. Stephanie hopefully will be here by then, and she can talk to us about the role of our current staff and, you know, where we might go with that. Do you have any recollection, Arpal, if what your preferred one of these was?
My preferred would be one that we actually followed, because that's been the problem.
I get that.
I'm looking at them, and apparently my PDF software will not bring up a bunch of them all at once. 1 year, let's see. For FY16, we start in May, not March, and still somehow manage to, have the PNB do it all by September 30th. So we followed that, starting in May, a couple of years. But the whole main thing here is they're pretty close to the same, with some slight changes in the timeline, the date of starting and stuff, but they all end up pretty much the same. The issue is, one, us doing it, and two, the everybody else getting it done. One of the issues that comes up, that has come up in the past, is LSBs not getting to their budgets or approving them to be sent to the NFC by July 31st. And, you know, a lot of rumblings and screaming and yelling about that, when in fact, you know, the LSBs ought to have, cleared the decks for that action, and they didn't. So they had other things to do and didn't get around to it in time. Also, it can be that sometimes station managements don't get the budgets to the LSBs in a very timely way. A lot of stuff can go wrong with this, and you just have to have somebody looking at it, CFO in the past, and saying, okay, come on, get this on time. You have 2 weeks to get your whatever done. Please attend to it. That's what's required. And if you don't do that, you know, it gets done in Pacifica time.
I appreciate that, Arpal, especially the acknowledgement that it's not just the NFC that has difficulties with this, but it's, it originates in management and at the station level, and then, you know, goes from there to LSBs, to finance committees, LSBs, et cetera. So it is a long process with a lot of people involved, and takes a while to get to us. Go ahead.
Did I say one final part? Oh, let me just say
Sharon,
one final thing.
Do you mind if our boss says one final thing, Sharon?
One final fast thing. That deal with, where the CFO meets with treasurers to outline the budget stuff, that's always the first thing. It usually never got done. I think it got done once, and, you know, never again. So just wanted to point that out.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, again, thank you, Arpal. And thank you for going through it, because when you were doing it, yes, we have done this before. And I agree, you know, the CFO meeting with the people, that has not happened, at least while I've been here, 6 years. But I had a couple thoughts. So first, I'm going to go through the timeline that you went through and just make a comment. So I wrote down some of the elements. Okay, the first part was the CFO meeting that was supposed to happen in March. Obviously, you know, we don't have a CFO and whatever. It's March, almost March. But priorities, setting the priorities at the LSB, that was one of the components you listed. That was the next component. The LSB sets the priorities and ranks them 1 to 5. When I was treasurer, I actually did have our LSB do this. I sent out a a thing, and I asked the question, you know, please rank the priorities. And, you know, I suggested, give me your priorities and then rank them 1 to 5. And, you know, I actually think it's a good exercise because especially when we have, you know, fiscal problems, priorities might be electricity, internet, you know, things like that. And then you think, okay, these are the priorities. I mean, it's helpful to put a number on, okay, everybody has wants and things they want, but put a number 1 to 5 of what is your most, you know, your highest priority. So I wanted to make that comment. And then just sort of following up on what our Paul was saying there, yeah, I think maybe, I can't recall why there's so much detail in it, but perhaps what we can think about is doing something more like have the LSBs set a new timeline, something like have the LSBs set priorities. Rank them from 1 to 5, you know, maybe be realistic. I agree. Part of why we at KPFA vote on the budget in September is because we do, because, you know, I guess it's just timing. Okay. That's when our business manager, you know, August, she's doing the budget for the next year. So it works out that way. And maybe it's a little bit too early to expect it to be done earlier. I don't know. Anyway, that's just to say maybe we have a different sort of a setup where we ask the LSBs to vote for it in September, and, you know, present it to the NFC, and then the NFC can review it. I mean, it's still cutting it close, but anyway, just saying maybe we can revise the timeline into a more realistic thing given where we are right now.
Good that's thoughts. I appreciate it.
This is
all
Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
In light of this discussion, then I'd like to move to withdraw my previous motion and wait until we can come up with some proposals for next meeting.
Okay, I think we can do that.
I'd also like to say that what I heard ARPAL, first, I have all the copies of the timelines that ARPAL sent before. I have those. And that what I heard him read this time, it seemed to me like much more detailed than needed. We're governance, and so we should deal with the governmental end of that. And I don't think that management probably needs us to spell out to them how to administer the managerial end of that. That's why they're management. That's so that they can figure that out and put a plan in place and execute it. So I'm hoping maybe we can get something more concise. I like the timing, but I think we can be more concise about the details. Thank you.
Come out of the stack.
Come out. Go ahead.
I have a question, seeing as though this is my first year here as treasurer at WPFW. Are there – I know we're trying to establish something in around the timeline, but are there any consequences, or what if you don't meet this timeline? It doesn't sound like there's much of anything happens for the management of the station if they don't meet it. How do we – what's the enforcement of this particular timeline? What would be the enforcement, I guess?
None.
Somebody trying to answer?
That was Susan, Mr.
Go ahead, Sue.
Yeah. I think that there really isn't an enforcement, and as many of you on the call have said, we haven't met the timeline. I think perhaps equally or more important, last year we adopted a bunch of deficit budgets. So there we have many, many problems with this whole process. Let me second what it is that Beth said, which is I think having a prescriptive process with a lot of details, and the CFO does this, and the business manager does that, and all that sort of thing, I don't think that's helpful. I think that look to management
to come forward by certain time frames, and that those should be the goals. And so I think that a lot of detail in the process is burdensome, invites to be not met, and is really beside the point. So anyway, we have very rarely met these timelines, and there have been no consequences.
Can I have one follow-up, James, for the group, if I could?
Please. Go ahead.
So then, without any consequences, and I agree, probably shouldn't be as prescriptive and detailed about step-by-step what should happen. Is there any kind of requirement that within the local station management that there's a level of financial aptitude to produce a budget? Because that's not always the case in the hiring process. You know, a lot of times it's just kind of pushing papers, getting the work done. Should we require that then the actual station management has somebody that can facilitate the process in the first place?
I'm going to put myself on the stack to take a stab at answering that, and also include a reference to some other things that were said. And I want to start by saying that, as I think Arpal pointed out, a lot of the requirements that are placed on individuals in these timelines are for positions that we no longer fill, you know, CFO, business manager, et cetera. Most of our stations don't have those positions anymore. So I agree that, you know, taking out the detailed references to what individual employees should do should be removed, especially when we don't have individual employees. Perhaps making it the responsibility of the manager to take care of would make sense. And that makes me think about the kinds of people that we hire. And it seems like what we need to hire going forward are people that are multi-skilled. They can multitask and do more than just one thing. I think traditionally radio station managers in Pacifica weren't expected to have a lot of financial skills. Some did, but that was more of a fortuitous happenstance than part of the job description. So I think it's wise along Kamau was saying to move towards job descriptions that include these multitasking abilities, and I guess I'll just leave it there for now.
Mr. Chair on the stack, Susan.
Go ahead, Susan.
Sure. Yeah, Kamau, boy, you come to from a different world than we do at KPFT. Our business manager is the national business manager who helps us out. We're fortunate that our volunteer GM has a business background, and in addition to being a many-year programmer. So he brings a business perspective, and then we do a lot of volunteer work about the budget and reviewing financials. Yes, I believe that it is helpful if there are people in the management lineup who have business experience and understand this is a corporation, it is a business, and if you don't pay your bills, you go out of business. So anyway, we have not had the luxury of figuring out what skill sets. We just cobble them together basically out of our volunteer bank.
Yeah, Susan, that you bring up a good point, and I want to add to what I said previously. You know, not just put it in the job description and then evaluate based on that, mostly for the general managers, I guess, in the future. But also remember that right now we've got volunteers serving as general managers in, what, two stations? And, you know, who knows what's down the road. So we'd have to make a distinction between paid and volunteer people doing these things. Anyone else on this?
Sharon.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Dan.
Yes. Kamau, I don't think so welcome to the NFC. I don't think we've spoken before. But yeah, about your question about enforcement is, of course, 100% correct, because that's why, I mean, theoretically, today we're reviewing WBAI's budget for the year, you know, that's going to end in a few months. We're already halfway through the fiscal year of the budget that we're reviewing for WBAI. So that's kind of the problem, you know, that we face. That's the reality. And there aren't really any consequences, well, except the consequences of, you know, the financial situation of Pacifica, I guess I'll say. But yeah, so, and there was another thing I wanted to say, but it escaped me right now. So that's all I have to say for now.
Is that you, Bertel?
Yeah, I've been listening for a while. I'm dying to speak, but I guess I'm not allowed to.
Well, yeah, well, let's wait till we get to your portion.
I
understand, but no, let's not go there.
I mean, feedback from general managers might be important here.
Well, why don't you save that for when we get to, you know, this, the reason that you're here. And I just want to ask you, Bertel, did Linda get
the relevant discussion you have?
I'm sorry, I've been hearing.
I remembered the second part of my comment, James. That was it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, the second part was this. You know, we have local finance committees. And so part of what I was thinking when I was talking about the priorities is this could be something that the local finance committees could take on. You know, I understand that we don't have certain people, but that's why I wanted to bring this subject to the floor to talk about the timelines, because they are complex and they do have issues. So anyway, to go back to the priorities, I think that might be a good issue for the local finance committees to take up and to discuss in terms of priorities and to rank priorities 1 to 5, because I hear what people are saying about how this is management, but this timeline is not something that we just created. This has been the NFC like project timeline for many, many, many years. So it's not something new that we're taking on right now. So I just want to make that point also.
Good points. Thank you, Sharon. Bertel, I wanted to ask you, does Linda have the correct access code? And I want to share with everyone that I mistakenly gave Bertel an old access code, and he wasn't able to get in for a while.
I'm here.
We are on.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. So, does anybody have anything else to add about this subject? I think that was a good conversation. We can do some things with that. Anybody else on that? Okay, hearing none.
Hey, sorry, Julie to the stack.
Go ahead, Julie.
The only point I wanted to make is that we might need to do something that's, you know, sort of aspirational, in the sense that, you know, if it takes us too much longer, or we might need to have like a transition year in the following sense. Like, we could come up with the ideal budget timeline, right? And we might not be able to pull it off in 23 because we're not done with the 23 budgets yet. And so, you know, if we could finish with all the 23 budgets, you know, within the next month or two, you know, then it would be great. But if we don't finish all the 23 budgets within the next month or two, then I think we are probably going to have to, you know, think about a transition year and maybe make FY24 be the year that we really try to stick to our guns.
You know, Julie, to one extent, I think that makes good sense. And that's to the extent to which some of the stations are still working on their budgets. But to the extent that others have completed their budget process, you know, they could start now, you know, in March on the next year. I mean, that's what we were hoping to do at the NFC, get done with this year, boom, start right away in on the next year. So I think we could possibly do a hybrid thing there with, you know, as you say, a transition year. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else on this? And may I, not hearing anyone, I think it's time to move on. May I ask, is Stephanie here yet?
Fred here, no.
Not yet. Thank you, Fred. Okay, so let's move on then, and let's go back to a review of the WBAI budget that we received. And Bertolt, we're working on the original one that you sent in, are we?
Yeah, for now.
Yeah, for now.
I just forwarded one to all Paul, you and Stephanie that has the potential cuts.
Okay, well, we'll discuss that in the closed session. But for now, we wanted to see if there was any residual conversation we needed to have based on what was sent, with the understanding, again, that the expenses are pretty much set in terms of non-personnel items. At most of our stations, the expenses, because we're poor, the expenses are not extravagant. They're pretty modest in most cases, and there's not much room to cut. So when you're talking about cutting, it tends to come down to personnel items. But does anybody have any further questions for Bertolt? And we have our program director, Linda, here, based on what was sent previously.
Susan, to the stack.
Go ahead, Susan. Let me see if there's anybody else. That's Susan. Anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, we made a request to do a side-by-side where the budget for the proposed budget is compared to the actuals category by category. One of the issues with the draft budget that I saw was you can't necessarily tie from category to category each year, but also have to go through and arduously line up what the prior year actuals were, which we now have in hand. It would be a lot easier to be able to give a critical, thoughtful review both to expenses and to revenues if it were possible to easily compare the budget against the prior year actuals. So I wonder if there's any progress being made on that.
There's not much progress being made on that because it's a lot of work. I'm sorry. I think I received the actuals recently, like last week, from someone on this committee. I've not really received it officially, and I would really need to have a regular meeting with Markeisha on a daily basis to match the numbers and the categories. So I would need the consensus of Markeisha and the ED to commandeer her time to go over these and talk about, you know, the specific items. But I can definitely do it. I've done it in the past with NEDA. I've spent a lot of months to plug them in. They were comparable up to probably like 80-something, 90%. Because at the national level, they compound them, and at the local level, we break them down. I mean, we can even have programming under and then subcategories operation. So, you know, you're trying to figure out which where do you go, programming or operation, whereas the national budget, they all compounded. We can do that. I would need Markeisha to give me some time, and we can probably do that in a week. If we do an hour a day, like about 10 hours for a week, we can definitely get that done.
That's great.
It's important because when there are slight discrepancies between us and the national office, I spend a lot of time trying to figure out what they are. I'm going back and forth with NEDA at the time because they had more staff to do this, and it takes a lot of time. So if we have a map that we can use on a regular basis going forward, that would help. That we can
excellent. I'm glad if that would establish a better base for ongoing management and financial review. At the time that you brought your budget to us before,
Susan, I was trying to interject, but you go ahead and finish your thought.
Thank you very much. We had just received the actuals from the prior year, and we discussed this in an earlier meeting, and Stephanie said she would be very pleased to help do that. So I would encourage that process to proceed. I think it can be immensely helpful for WBAI and for other stations. Thanks.
Hold on a second. Bertha, hold on a second. That's what I wanted to comment on, and it's, again, too bad Stephanie's not with us, but we right now we have the national office going into taxes and audits, and so I'm not – and remember, we don't have a CFO anymore. We don't have a lot of business managers. We've got Markeisha, and I know her time is already well occupied, so I don't want you and Sue – I don't want Berto and Susan to kind of – agree on a nice, easy thing to do next week, which doesn't necessarily fit in to the schedule at the national office. So let's just remember that when we come back to it.
So,
Mr. Chair, I can do
the best I can to do it myself and send it to Markeisha so that she spend less time. But she would definitely have to go over it and vet it.
Good. Good. Well, that's
so
great.
I don't know how much time that would take from her, but it will reduce the time that she spends on it.
That's very good. I think that's a lot more than some others could do. So that's great. Did I hear anyone else?
James, this is Kamau. I have a question on that.
Go ahead, Kamau.
The comparisons that are being requested, is this a budget to actual annual budget to annual actual? We're not actually asking for month to month, so comparing October actuals to October budget. Just want to kind of understand the volume of work, because comparing all 12 months is a little bit more difficult than just doing an annual to annual. Do we know what the ask is here?
Yeah, come on. Yes,
go ahead. I think I heard, was I hearing Susan in the background?
Yep, but Bertold, my answer is year to year, not monthly.
Got it, thank you.
Well, if
go ahead,
you,
Bertold.
My answer is if you do it year to year, it's also month to month because they are the same item. So if you have a mapping, you can map anything from any time, you know. So that was my goal, to have a map that maps these numbers to these numbers and then you compare them. Let me explain to you what it is really, is that it's really the income statement versus the income statement that we have, and then also how does that compare to the budget. The income statement that I have is from a chart of accounts that was given that was imposed upon us by the last auditors that were at the very competent, and then they quit. They didn't want to continue. And then they sent this chart of accounts to the entire network, and I implemented it into my QuickBook. So it matches that, and I don't think that there was, because they quit, they left, there was not a comprehensive way of implementing it throughout the network. So then I was stuck with the chart of account that the auditing company put together, and then it didn't match anything really. It was also on a very detailed basis. It didn't really match anything that anybody had or did. I don't know if any other station followed the directive of the auditing company, but I did, you know, and so that's what that is. And so we should be able to take income statement on my QuickBook to the income statement of Pacifica. The income statement of Pacifica is a lot more general. Mine is very detailed. So I need to take some of those details and compact them. For example, I have listener support and I have PayPal. These are the same. So I have to add them together and put them under listener support. The national office also have our BAI buddy under that. I have it separate. So I have to actually put it in there. If you want to see the detail, you can see our paper, our QuickBook. But if you want to see the general listener support, you can look at the national office. For me, I have the BI, I have the on-air fundraising, I have the BI Buddy, and I have the PayPal. But the national office puts all of it under one. So these are the kind of mapping that needs to be done. And some of those things are put under admin. We have them under programming. So we have to figure out where they put theirs, and then so we have to match them one for one. It's complicated, but if you do it carefully once and you have the mapping, you can just use that mapping always.
Thank you, Bertel. Any other questions?
Can I go into the budget a bit? Jim?
Mr. Chair? Mr. Chair, are you there?
Is he muted?
I think he might be muted.
James, are you muted or did you drop off? Okay. I don't know if Fred is still
here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Do you remember the code to mute? Is it #6 or?
I don't think we have that on Maestro Conference.
I think you've got to use your own phone. Mute. Okay.
That's what
all right. I'll do it that way. Thank you.
Can you all hear me?
Yes. I'm trying to see if the chair is here.
Arpal, James seems to hang up.
He dropped out. Okay. So we'll wait a few seconds, he'll show up.
I'll text him.
If you can hear me, *6 does not work to mute on Maestro.
No. I've been told
in
the past there is no mute on Maestro. I don't know. I have no expertise in this at all.
Fred can mute on Maestro control panel.
Yeah, you can mute, but the individuals can't. Okay.
There is no mute on Maestro. Sounds like a philosophical proposition.
Since the chair isn't right back, all right, let me traffic cop this a little bit. I think Bertold Reimers wanted to say something about this, and maybe we should let Bertold go at this point and then we'll see if there's a stack and see if James comes back. Go ahead, Bertold.
Well, I wanted to basically say that I did a lot of digging into the budget. It's really rough, but I have some proposals that I think will probably have to go into executive session, but I did look into it. That's why I have Linda Perry, the program director, here also, because we have to go over things together, talk about what can be done. The idea is that I just want to say to everyone that my disposition is to fight, not to get those things done, but to have them as a measure to be implemented if, you know, the NFC demands it at one point, or if we don't come up with any solutions. So the solutions would probably save like $150,000, but it would put us into a lot of compromise. We need to go into executive session to discuss, because we have to figure out if some of the things we want to do are actually possible.
My apologies, everyone. I am back. I momentarily got knocked off, and I see the conversation has evolved in my absence. Where are we, if somebody can tell me?
I
just called on Bertold, and he's saying what he thinks about saving money in public session.
Okay, yeah, without going in, I was a little nervous about where you were going there, Bertold, but you didn't cross any lines, so that's good. May I ask, Fred, is Stephanie with us?
I don't believe so.